The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with my new BFF, Alotta Ferguson. She started Missouri Mama Cleaning August 2018, and we're recording this somewhere in the mid of 2022, so 4 years in. This young lady serves residential, commercial, and vacation rentals in, you may have guessed it, Kansas City, Missouri. Elena, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So I got to tell you, before we start recording, Elena had her camera below her, which I didn't know as a dude, but my wife is educating me. That's completely unacceptable. And Elena's like, I don't care. And I'm just asking her before, anything you need? Are you all good? She's like, I don't care. It's all fine. So if you're looking to get to know like a super easygoing lady, you are in the right spot, and a pain in the ass guy screaming all the time, this is going to be perfect for you. If you want something different, might be time to like skip to another episode. All right. You know what? Usually I go like background and all that sort of stuff, but I want to make sure you get all the coaching in the wide world. We leave lots of time. So what's going on in your world? How can I help you today, young lady?
My biggest struggle is just finding people to work, people who want to work, quality people. I found that if I can get them in and trained and going, they stick with me unless a life change happens. But just finding those people and where to find them is my biggest struggle right now.
All right. So for any of you guys and gals that are fans of the show, you might get ready to be like, I might've heard this before. So that is by far, for those of you that are newer to the show or newer to the cleaning industry, most people get into this business thinking I got to get clients, which you do. More specifically, the right clients for the right price, paying at the right time, but we'll get it. We'll save that for another day. But fairly quickly, certainly if they don't want to clean, they realize that getting employees is the more competitive market. So if you've been around a while, you know that, and you'll be excited for today's topic. If you're new and you're like, oh, I just need to get employee or just need to get clients, I'm not worried about employees, you might want to hang out just for a minute. All right. That said, as with most things, the easy answer, I shouldn't say the easy answer, the simple answer is systems and processes. So obviously in our program, what we do, we have all the systems and processes that you need to hire people. And because that takes 9 weeks, it's going to be hard to do in 20 minutes, but I'm going to give you the best that I can. So first and foremost, we have to have a system that is attuned to the goal that you want. So many people, like I can't remember if you said it on air or off air, but many people start with, I can hire people, and if they're good, everything's great. But when they're not good, it's no good. But we don't plan for the fact that most aren't going to be great, right? So I think the first thing is we have systems that are planning to significantly under hire, right? So we'll just coach you through this so people can kind of see what it looks like. How much are you cleaning currently, Alana? All of it, some of it, or none of it?
Some of it.
Okay. And for you, is some of it 10 hours a week, 20 hours a week, 50 hours a week, just of cleaning, driving?
I would say 5 to 10 hours a week.
Okay, so very little. Yes. Having done this a couple of times, I'm going to guess 5 or 10 hours a week really means every now and again, when all the stars align for 3.5 days, you don't have to clean at all. And then when the stars don't align, everything, the wheels fall off, you got to clean 20 or 30 hours a week, and it's kind of miserable. Is that a fair assumption, or did I completely take
absolutely?
Okay. Alana's going, oh my gosh, she's reading my mind. Or I've talked to 1,000 owners of cleaning companies, and this is kind of a common deal. So the encouragement I want to give Alana, so simple answer is, yeah, find a coach, a mentor, a set of systems and processes that works, and do that. But believe it or not, even with the people that are clients, we spend so much more time getting their heads straight first. And then the systems and processes are fairly easy to adopt. If the headspace is wrong, I can scream about systems and processes, but if your beliefs about them are wrong, you're never going to adopt them. So I want to get the hard part, which is, I shouldn't say the hard part, the thing that kind of is harder internally, right? First and foremost, we have to reset our belief around what fully staffed looks like, right? So Elena, you get too many vowels in your name. I get three mistakes. Say your name three times wrong anytime you got more than three vowels in the name. So
you're good. I've been called worse.
Yes. If that's the worst thing you get called all day, Alana, it's not a bad day, especially with no malice in my heart. Call me Steve if it makes you feel better, or Mick, whatever you want. Doesn't matter. Okay. So what most folks would feel, maybe Elena before she came here felt, is, well, if I'm only working 5 or 10 hours a week, I just need one cleaner and I'll be good. But when we get a little more thin sliced and nuanced with the answer, it's like, I'm not really working 5 or 10 hours a week. When everything's perfect, i.e. everyone shows up, which happens rarely. Nobody quits, which happens rarely. God forbid we get a new client, which should happen frequently. If all those stars align, and we don't, yeah, I don't have to clean. So I'm fully staffed. And when one person quits, especially if it's a key person, or God forbid two or three people quit, now I'm in it. I'm in the mess. Where we realize, well, shoot, how often, when's the last, well, I'll just ask you because I know the answer generally. We'll see if Elena's kind of in line with what typically happens. When's the last time, Elena, more than, and feel free to play along at home for your own answer, Cleaning Nation. But for you specifically, Elena, when's the last time more than one person quit in a span of 2 weeks or less?
A month ago.
And by the way, Elena, I've not talked about this prior. Typically, depending on the size of your company, if you're 0 to 5, that two or more people quitting within the span of 2 or 3 weeks happens, depending on how good your culture is and a bunch of other stuff, 2 to 6 times a year. But we think we're just one person short, even though historically two people will quit like that. And we're like, well, okay. So even if we're fully staffed, we're two people short, right? But we kind of have this mindset of, if I can get out of cleaning for a day, if everything goes to perfect, I don't have to clean for one hot minute, I'm out. Everything's good. But if we look historically, people quit, multiple people quit, we sell new accounts, people call in sick. If we're honest with ourselves, sometimes we got some C&D players that were like, oh, but you don't understand. She used to be great. And when she shows up, she's fantastic. And if she's not drinking, everything's great. And we tolerate that nonsense because we're wildly thin on people, right? So the big thing, because I don't want to give you 71 things to think about and do. The big one takeaway / action / life-changing thing for you, Elena, obviously for everybody. And this isn't just for Lightning, for everybody. A, get the right systems and processes. We can help you with that. And we've done a bunch of podcasts on that. B, build the right system and process for the outcome that you want. So most of the people we get in our program, we start teaching them to hire properly. They feel like they're overstaffed. So if you're cleaning 5 or 10 people a week, I should have asked this before I gave you the answer. I'm guessing you would have felt you're just one employee away, right? If I just had one good employee, I'd be out of cleaning forever. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, for the most part. Yeah.
Yeah. Not, I shouldn't say you're out of cleaning forever, but you'd be solved for the time being. Yes. And you'll deal with whoever's going to quit or call in later. But today I'm fully staffed. How many cleaners do you have currently, Elena?
I have 7.
Okay.
About half are full-time. The others are part-time.
Oh, we got so much good stuff to dive into, Elena. So right off the bat, we definitely coach our clients and you, Cleaning Nation, to have 0 full-time employees. Here's the magic. I'm going to just do easy math. So I understand your situation might be a little different, but you said how many full-time and how many part-time?
4 full-time, 3 part-time.
Okay. Is 40 hours a week, give or take, fair for the full-time folk?
Yes.
Okay. And is how many of the part-time work? 20, 30?
It depends. I have some that just work weekends to help with.
An average 5, 10, 20, 30?
10 to 15.
I'm going to go 10 just because then that math's easier, right? Yeah. So we've got 2 working 10 hours and 5 working 40, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we do some quick math. Well,
4 working 40, 3 working 10.
You son of a gun. I'm not that good at quick math. All right. So 40 hours a week times 4, 160 hours. 10 times 3 is 30. Let's say Elena works. That's my second one I missed. 10 hours a week on average. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. That's 200 hours. So pretty easy. We got 200 hours. If one of your full-time person quits, you got to cover 40 hours. The 3 remaining full-time, we can't have them take any. A, you don't want to pay overtime. B, they're physically probably going to drop dead if you ask them to clean for 50 hours in a week. Or even if they do it, they're going to do a really poor job. And what, do you yell at them? Like it's not a reasonable expectation. So of your 3 part-time folks, it's going to take 2/3 of them to go from 10 hours a week to 40 immediately. And when you say things like they only work on weekends, they probably won't even do that. So you are stuck. However, so right now you've got 7 employees, 200 hours, about 30 hours an employee. I would, believe it or not, encourage you to double your staff. So not only are you one short, which it feels like, and if you'd like to get out of cleaning for 10 and a half seconds, you're one person short, Elena. If you'd like to be out of cleaning till the end of time, you're seven people short, right? Because if we want, assuming, God forbid, you grow, right? We're not even assuming, we're just assuming you never take out another client. 200 hours times 14 people. God bless it. I can't do math. I've got my handy dandy phone here. So 200 divided by, you're at seven. Average person's working 28. So if we doubled that, they'd be working 14. So 14 employees, believe it or not, is a lot better. Because here's what happens. Say you've got 14. And with 14 people, the chances of somebody quitting or calling in sick in any given week is like 92%, right? So we go from 14 hours a week to, now we've got 13, 200 hours divided by 13. Oh no, 15.4 hours they got to do. Let's say all hell breaks loose. Have you ever had three people quitting or calling in one week?
No.
Okay. So you probably never had 14 people either. So let's assume, right. I don't want to say worst case because who knows, but worst reasonable case, like let's say four people. I mean, I couldn't imagine four people. So out of 14, we're now down to 10. All the remaining 10, because four people call out of your 14, they go up to 20 hours a week. Easy peasy. It doesn't even break your heart. So the first big thing, probably mindset. You thought you were one, maybe two people short. Thoughts, pushback, fears, because I promise you Cleaning Nation has thoughts and pushbacks on fears on hiring another seven people. What's your initial gut reaction tell you when crazy guy with the microphone says that?
How am I going to keep people if they want to work more? If I'm not giving them the 40 hours that they're used to?
Such a great point. So here's the cool thing. Whether it's selling, so to speak, to employees or selling, so to speak, to customers, I always encourage, we spend so much time begging the wrong person to do something we don't want to do. Perfect example of our model here. I've mentioned a couple of times, hey, we have a program, which I almost never mention on the podcast. I don't know why it's come up 19 times this time, but we get 300 people a month trying to get in. We'll take a dozen or so. So that means well over 200 aren't a fit. They don't want us. We don't want them. It's okay. We do fine. We do fine. Don't worry about us. And what I don't do is people are like, that's too expensive. That's too hard. I'm not willing to grow that much. I don't want to step outside of my comfort zone. What I don't do is, oh, Elena, but we're the best. And you go, come on, you can let me dance. And let me show you. Well, I go, all righty then. Well, best of luck to you. Guess what? As long as I can meet my goals with the people that we have, it's okay. So is it true that many people in this world want or need 40 hours a week to meet their goals? Absolutely. Is it true? Where are you at? What city are you in?
Kansas City.
Oh, you mean the city that I mentioned that you lived in it, you know, 17 minutes ago? Yeah. Okay. I don't know how you'd expect me to know that, but sure. Elena's like, I'm taking coaching for this idiot. He can't even remember where he's at. Okay. So Kansas City, I don't know the population there. A million? I mean, it's got to be that big, no?
Around there, yeah.
Okay. So say there's a million people. Say of that a million people, half are of working age, whatever. Fine. We're down to 500,000. Say of that 500,000, 20% is in that kind of minute. It's probably, and I'm going way conservative. The numbers are way bigger than this. There's 100,000 people wanting some sort of minimum wage type job. Of that 100,000, let's say only 10%, which is way not the truth, want a second job or a little extra income, or just want to get out of the house and be away from their kids and get paid a nickel while they're doing it. You're down to just the tiny, tiny labor pool, Elena, of 10,000 people. So if you've hired 9,000 of those 10, we got an issue. We got to sort something out. If you've hired seven, are you okay with it? The numbers are pretty indicative that we can hire 14 human beings that are ready to roll.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to encourage, and I'm picking on poor Elena because she's sweet and almost Canadian. She's that sweet. Maybe it's just Kansas, but she's not Canadian. She's American. So I can't make fun of her. So do you see how a lot of it is, and again, I'm not underestimating systems and processes, right? But an adequate system or process with a powerful, effective mindset or belief system will get you far further than far further, a lot better down the road than the best system in the world, which I believe we have, with a poor set of beliefs. So if you, not you, Elena, but you and or Cleaning Nation believe I'm one person away from being, and that's all I'm willing to hire, and everybody has to get paid 40 hours or they won't stay, and you're unwilling, not that you are, of course, and you're unwilling to part with those beliefs, I can give you all systems in the world and you're going to go zero steps forward. Any other head trash or fears you have around why you would hire that many people. And I'm not trying to pick on you. It's just, I know that Cleaning Nation has them and you get to be their voice today.
I mean, about having that many, no, because I also have big goals to, you know, get more clients and fill their schedules. So I'm not, no more concerns about that.
Okay. And again, we're kind of making this big fat assumption that Elena would like to not clean, which I think is a fair assumption. And she would like to get, and right now, if you're cleaning 5 or 10 hours a week, you can literally take no more clients if you're not cleaning, right? Because if you're cleaning, obviously you're 106% of capacity or whatever that is. So you can't, you're already in the red. There's zero room. So with 14, obviously now that creates some space to grow. And everybody's trying to manage it perfect. I get one employee, one new client, I hire an eighth of an employee or some weird math. If we just have enough freaking employees, we're good to go. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the system and process. And again, we're happy as a team to help you do that. It just takes a couple of months. We can't do it on one podcast, but it has to be automated and scalable. So a lot of times what we do, and I won't call it Elena because she's way too smart for this. She would never do it, but some people, not Elena, we put an ad out. So we'll do one of two things and they both suck. One is I put ads out. Well, I put an ad out and I get 97 applications and I try to go through them, which is mind numbing because they're all long and boring and poor English and they're just terrible. If I'm honest with myself, we don't tell the other world this, but I know if I'm honest with myself, at about 23 applications, I get burnt out and quit. So of the 23 applications, not the best 23, just the first 23 I happen to randomly pick of the 90 that I paid for, I'll call 11. And of the 11, I'll play phone tag and can you do here and not here, but I can do that time and blah, 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 blah. And it's a big, hairy, disgusting mess to book 7 appointments. And then that's like over 3 or 4 days, right? Because it's not all perfect because we don't have a good system here, or we'll just call it a week. So we book 7 or 8 appointments over a week. Of those 7 or 8, 3 show. The rest just blow you off. And you're like, Elena's like, son of a gun, he's been watching me. He doesn't even know where I live, but somehow he's been watching me with binoculars. By the way, those of you that just listen to the podcast are missing out. This woman is very expressive. Her face is doing all sorts of weird, fun stuff. So if you want the full learning, you got to go back and watch the video. You can see Alana's side of the conversation, which is very expressive. And then of the 3 or 4 that show up, even though it cost us 10 hours of blocks on our space, plus another 5 hours to wrangle, you know, herd cats and trying to get them on our calendar, plus the other 5 hours we went through to like go through these, you know, things, 3 show up. And of the 3, 2 instantly within when they walk in, we're like, nope, nope, nope. How can I end this interview without looking crazy? And there's one guy or gal that may be adequate to subpar. But since we spend all this time to get one dude or one gal, we hold on to that person like dear life and hire them. And then they act subpar and we're shocked. And then we go to the second. So that's one end of the spectrum, right? We don't have a good, or we have a system. It's just, it's not scalable and it's not pleasant and it sucks. So then we go to the other end, which is F it. I don't want to go through that anymore. It's too painful. Forget it. I'll just make the 6 people I have now work way too much because that's less painful until one person quits. And then I'll work 5 or 10 or 15 hours because that's still less painful. And then when 3 people quit, now I'm going 40 hours a week. Then I'll go, now I'm really screwed because I've got to go back to that terrible thing I don't want to do. But now I'm working 40 hours a week, cleaning toilets on top of it. And then at some point, God unwilling, we just go, forget it. I just want to clean. I love cleaning. And then we start telling ourselves lies. I love cleaning. I'll just do it. You know? No one cleans like me. I don't want to hire. It's a sucky, sucky thing. So big takeaways that I'm going to kind of let Elena give her thoughts and we'll wrap it. One, we've got to make sure we have a clear understanding and a clear belief set that A, we want enough people that we can do our entire schedule with people working 10 to 15 hours, 20 hours is when people quit. B, you're right. Not everybody wants that schedule, but that's okay. Way more people than we need. And by the way, I did that with 1 million people. Say like, well, my town's only got 10,000. Great. We take off two zeros. And I was being way too aggressive and taking off people. So as opposed to the 10,000 people in Elena's neighborhood, there's only 100 in your neighborhood of a 10,000 person deal. Okay. You still only need 7 of those. We're still square. So the beliefs of, I don't just need one more person if I'm working 5 or 10 hours a week. And I've got full-time people, certainly. And 2, nobody wants that. And 3, A good system is one that makes me crazy and I hate doing it. And if I'm honest with myself, I can only do it for a week or two before I burn the heck out. So that's my big, that would be the big outline. Elena, you've been very silent. Your face has been loud, but for those that are just listening to the podcast and can't see your face, I would love to hear your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback.
New concept for sure. Cause when I advertise, or do job posts, I always say, you know, start part-time, work to full-time. And so new concept, which I should have already known, just say it's just part-time. And, you know, once I get to know the people and see if it's something that they do want to grow into, you know, more than 20 hours, maybe, if not, you know, then I have more to fill in when needed. So
I think it kind of matches with our system. If we have a system that we talked about where it's so painful and we finally end up with one person and they want full time, it's easy to go, oh, it is so much more painful to go through this again than to just be like, fine, you're going to have full time. Right. So again, it would be like, I'm married and I love my bride, so I'm not dating, but if I were dating and I wanted to marry and I went on one date a month or one date a year, the likelihood of that being a match is probably low. And the likelihood of me saying yes to a bad match and lowering my standards pretty significantly, pretty high. If I want on a date a night, and I'm not saying we should all date 30 people in a month, but I'd be less tempted to make a bad decision or accept something that's wrong. So not a good fit. Same thing with the people, right? If we don't have a system where we can have people come in front of us, and by the way, the system is going to be automated on your time. They come to you again, same thing. Like you look at the Bachelor, the Bachelorette, which I don't typically, but I get the idea of there's one guy or one gal and a dozen of the others. Well, who's in the power position, right? The one dude is like, I got 20 beautiful women to pick from and the women are in a terrible position. I wouldn't want to be in that. Or which I'm assuming there's a Bachelorette, but I don't know. I don't watch that stuff, but we want to do the same. Yeah. Okay, good. All right. I got my, and I was going to say, I got my pop culture reference and I'm realizing that show's probably been off for like 10 years and I don't even know what I'm talking about, but that's the dynamic we want, right? If we're in a dating relationship, we're looking for a good mate and we date once a year, it's no good. If we have 20 or a dozen or a half a dozen people coming to us to work for us every week at our time, the way we dictate, and that's also the relationship, how it starts, right? If, you know, I'm trying to date Elaine and I'm like, whenever you want, however you want, I'll pick you up. You want to rent a car? If she's a psychopath, I might go, oh, good, I can ruin this person's life. If she's a decent human being, she'll go, what is wrong with this guy? There's obviously something wrong, right? But if I'm like, Elena, I got a lot going on. I'd really like to get to know you, but man, Thursday for coffee, about 15 minutes, I'd love to get together. She's going to go, oh, this guy's got something, you know what I'm saying? And yet when we go to hire, we do the first one. Oh my God, when do you want to meet? Where do you want? I'll do it, whatever you want. And then we're surprised when they treat us poorly. But if we have a system and a process that gets them to come to us kind of at our thing, we set the tone right off the bat. I'm the employer, you the employee. If you want to be a part of this party, you're going to go by this rules. And it's a great party, don't get me wrong, but we're real selective about who we take in. Same goes with customers, right? It's really easy for me to turn someone's money down when they come and like, there's 100 people behind you. I couldn't even take them all if I wanted. If I only had, you know, if we wanted to serve a dozen or so people a month and we only had two or three applicants or people that wanted to be, you know, it puts me in a bad situation. So, all right, Cleaning Nation, speaking of all that, if this was helpful and you need more, we've got 700 podcasts. I've written 2 books. They're both on Amazon. Check all that stuff out. That is the wall of free information that you need. If you're like, holy heck, I need these people's help one-on-one, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I would start with a free on-demand training and you can go from there. All right. That's it, Clean Nation. Have a good time. Appreciate joining us. Talk to you soon.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.